Thank you, Desiree. Hi, Norman. This is Gail. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. You? How are you? Thank you so much. How you been?
You bet. I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So it sounds like you and Desiree were chatting about the first page listing we had available today on Google. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, super. So what I'll do is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you, of course. And then if you're happy with the plan and we're happy with the plan, we'll go ahead and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough, Norman?
Okay.
All right. Now, I was just doing a little catch-up here, looking at what you had for online presence so far. And one of the first things that I ran across was an Angie's listing. Is that a current listing or is that an old listing?
That's old.
Okay. And did you outgrow them? Did you get too much business over there?
It was too expensive.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's actually something I've heard quite a bit. And then now, were you on the pay-per-lead plan where they share your leads out to other people as well?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can definitely see how that would be too expensive. You probably weren't getting many sales out of those, were you?
Nope.
Gotcha. Okay. I get it. I completely get it. Now, how are people finding you these days, Norman?
I think word of mouth.
Okay. Awesome. And now, are you full up or are you able to take on more business?
I could still take on business.
Okay, awesome. Like to hear that, especially since we're going to get your phones ringing. Now, do you have any questions before I jump right in and just start spewing information for you?
What's one of the costs?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll definitely get that for you. So it does depend on a couple of things. So I wanted to have a little bit more look here on what kind of searches have been done. Now, it looks like you don't have a website currently. Is that right, Norman?
No.
Okay. All right. No worries. That's probably something that we can help you with. In fact, let me just ping my tech here while we're talking. So we don't build websites for the general public. But we do build them for our new partners, and there's no charge for it. It's our gift to the partnership. I just need to make sure I've got a tech opening sometime in the next little while here so that it makes sense. But I'll check on that while you and I chat. So one of the first things that'll happen here as we get you set up today, Norman, is I'll actually close down the Paterson, New Jersey area for that listing. And that will actually encompass a 50-mile radius around you. That means for you, we'll never be promoting any of your competitors to that first page of Google. So multi-services is the only company that we'll work with. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, super. And look here. Are you on Facebook by any chance?
No, I'm not.
Okay, no problem. And are you on there with even a personal page?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, super. All right. And you've been in business for about 2 years, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, great. And then I didn't find a Google business profile for you either. Not to worry, though. That's something that will get going for you. I'm sure you've probably seen the Google business profile before. I know you searched on Google. If you Googled something super easy like Ace Hardware, a box would come up with their company name, their logo, hours, click for the website, click to call. You've seen that, right?
Yes.
Okay, super. So that's the Google business profile. So we'll get that started so that that's on its way as well. So that's actually where we'll attach everything else. So everything will be tied together through your Google business profile. Your website will be tied in there. If you opt to do a business Facebook page for multi-services, that will be attached there as well. That way everything ties together nicely so that Google knows what to do with that information when we send it over to them. Now, how long ago were you on the Angie's service?
Probably like last, that was hell.
Did you say that was hell?
That was hell.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry about that. I'm not laughing at you. I've never had anybody say that. What's that, hon?
It was, I don't care. You know, I don't like to down businesses, but you know, that was like the worst.
Bad experience. Oh wow.
Yeah,
it's okay. I've probably heard it all. Honestly, I have heard a lot of bad things about them, so it doesn't surprise me. The way you said it though was eloquent. It was beautiful. I couldn't have put it better myself. Just the way you said it was great. So it's been a bit since you've had a steady stream of business coming in the door, then, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So definitely we can get those phones ringing for you. My tech just pinged me back already. Oh, good. It was good news. So we do have tech openings. So we can build your website for you. It's about a $300 value, but it won't cost you anything. We'll build it and host it for you, no charge, as our gift to the partnership. So that website we'll make sure is Google compliant, optimized, and then, of course, conversion driven. And, of course, it's going to be all about multi-services. The services that you offer, your contact information, your photos, before and after photos would be wonderful if you have any of those. I bet you have a couple here and there, right?
I actually don't have it. I just do my job and go. That's it.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll have you snap a couple pictures on your way out the next time.
I will.
Fantastic.
And I should. Uh-huh. I should really do that. You know, I should really do that for liability.
Absolutely. Well, sure, for liability, but oh gosh, we want to showcase your work. I mean, you must do really good work because I don't see any negative notations about you online anywhere. So, you know, somebody that looks at those things all day, I can tell that means you do good work.
I do the best I can, ma'am.
Gee, that's all any of us can do, right? Yep, absolutely, absolutely. So now how much... I'm sorry, Nerman, what was that? You broke up a little bit on me.
Surprise, people are still not satisfied.
Really? Wow, they still find things to nitpick over.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I just say, Jamie, just keep going.
Oh, my goodness. I can't imagine. Well, good for you for doing a good job anyway. Somebody, I guess, well, you know, people go to Disneyland, which is the happiest place on earth, and they write bad reviews and nasty things about Mickey Mouse. So, you know, it happens every once in a while.
You're lying. Are you serious?
What? Yeah, seriously. Yes. Yes, I know. Can you believe it? I mean, that's just, I don't understand. Sometimes I don't understand. I know.
That was crazy. Oh,
I know.
God.
So if Mickey Mouse gets bad reviews, you know, I think you can be forgiven once or twice, right?
Forget about it.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Nerman, how much more business do you think you can take on? You know, a little, a lot, medium range?
Okay. I can do two houses or mix and match two appointments a day.
Okay. Oh. Wow, fantastic. Okay, so you've got some room to move there. Well, this is going to be just perfect for you then. I was going to ask you too, do you have a logo for multi-services?
I don't.
Okay. No, don't worry about it. We can build a logo for you too. It's something that we typically do when we do the website. So no problem. We can put one together for you. You'll have some options to choose from, so it'll be something that you like. And so, Nerman, I actually put together, I think, a package that'll be perfect for you. It'll definitely get those phones ringing. It'll get you up on that first page of Google for your services and get you a nice steady flow of new clients coming through, so you can book up some more of your time. Now, do you plan on adding more crew members on too?
No, I'm an Arab, honey. I'm greedy. All right. No.
You can still be greedy and add on crew members. I'm greedy too. I love making my money.
Thank you. My money. Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh gosh. You know, I wish we lived closer. We would have to get together and I don't know, have coffee or
absolutely
tea or something. Oh, that's fantastic. You're absolutely making me smile this afternoon. It was a slow, sluggish morning with, like, no smiles. So I am really happy to be able to laugh with you this afternoon. That's awesome.
Thank you. People suck. I can't believe it.
I know. Well, a lot of times they really do. It's nice to find that once in a while nice person that you can get along with and kind of think the same. Yeah, absolutely.
Can I tell you something personal?
Sure.
I buried my sister, my young sister 6 months ago. And then I married you. I buried my other one last week.
I am
so sorry
to hear that.
And you're
going to
tell me that I'm
going to
be like that? Forget about it. Forget about it.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Wow. And I am so sorry for your losses. That's a shame. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, are you doing okay? Yeah, I mean, you sound like you're okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay,
you know what?
Good.
I'm a very strong woman. You understand? I've been through hell in my life, but it's not a pain. You're going to tell me that I know that my heart is that they're okay. You know, because they were just like me, so.
Yeah, okay. And truly, you have to believe. We probably pray to different gods, but we both pray to our gods. And yes, you have
to
believe.
That's a bunch of crock of shit. That's different gods. Not different gods.
And
really,
you're right.
Like, come on.
You're right. You're actually right. You're very right. And yes, they are in a good place. I have no doubt they're good and they're taken care of
and
they're happy.
They're human beings. They're really, you know, they're all bitches too, but you know what, still, who's not bitches these days? Especially after 4 years old.
Well, you know, I love getting out of bed in the morning and knowing I'm going to make the devil nervous that day. He cusses me out every morning, I'm sure.
I love that.
Goodness. Thank you. So, Nerman, I've got a package put together I think is going to be great for you. It'll definitely get your phones ringing. It'll get a nice, steady flow of business coming through for you. So, let me look here, though. I can actually classify you as new in business, and that's going to get us some discounts. I want to see what it's going to do here.
Can I change the name? I'm going to change the name because I found that someone else has the same name. I can't have it.
Oh, then no problem. What are you changing it to?
I'll tell you right now. Yes, someone has it. Okay. It's Squeaky Cleaning, the number 4, and the letter U.
I love it. Squeaky Cleaning for you. And is it Y-O-U spelled out, or is that the letter U?
It's the letter U.
Okay, for you. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. Consider it done. I will change that on our records right here, too. That way, as we get your website set up and that Google business profile set up, everything matches and it goes right along. Wow. That's a great name. Good job.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet. So
yeah, because the owner called me. That's why. The owner of the name called me. He ripped my ass. I was like, okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. People have to get their bristles up over the silliest things, don't they? I doubt you were stealing business from him. Oh well, your name is better. You're gonna kick ass. And that's just how that's gonna go. Yeah, it is. It is. So, the package I've got put together for you. So normally for the Patterson area would be $5.99 a month with a $2.99 setup fee, but you're new in business. Got you down to $3.49 a month, and then it knocked that setup fee down to $99. So now we work on a month-to-month basis. We don't lock you into a contract. So we actually intend to have to do a really good job at our job month in and month out in order to keep your business. And that is getting you on the first page of Google for your services and then, of course, keeping you there. So we don't lock you into anything long term, and that $349 is a true flat rate. There are absolutely no taxes or click fees or call fees or surcharges added on. So leads and calls are unlimited. It doesn't matter if you bring in 3 new contracts for houses a day or if you bring in 10. Your pricing doesn't change. So it's always
the
same. So with your new in business, we got you down to $349 a month. So we knocked off, it's normally $599.
Oh, wow.
But did
I
we
can't
get?
Afford it. I'm sorry.
Well, so let's look at another one. How far off are you? Because we can look at another package. This one I included Facebook, but we don't have to include Facebook. We can kick it out for now.
Yeah, can you figure out, please? I'm not
absolutely.
Sure I can. I am so sorry.
You bet. Oh, no. Absolutely. So let me take the Facebook out. And that's actually going to knock off $100. So that would get you down to $249. And then just the one-time $99 setup fee. And everything still applies. We will still build that website for you, get the Google business profile up and running for you, get you on the first page of Google for your services. $100 less a month, does that help you out?
Can I get that next month?
Unfortunately. Gosh.
Yeah, you know what happened is that I just graduated from college 6 months ago, and then now I have to pay for it. So I think
Is this Angie's that you're having to pay back for?
You have no idea. I'm fighting them. They hit me a bill of $800.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
I only got one client out of it. And it still was held too.
Wow. Well, so unfortunately, because it's an exclusive listing, we do fill them out the same day. Let me try something here. I might be able to get a little bit off that for you.
I'm a very proud woman, and I'll pay for it. You understand? But my thing is that I can't. I'm that's just too expensive right now.
Oh and well, and I totally get that. Not to worry. I am not judging you. Let me tell you. Believe me, I've been in some hard places. I work for a company now, but I have owned my own businesses most of my adult life. And believe me, I've been in some tough spots, and I'm a proud woman, too. I do not like to take help, but sometimes, you know, that angel comes along and they can help, and it's okay. I've learned to accept that once in a while. So
my sister.
There you are. See, right there. Now, what I'm looking for, we had a 4th of July promo code kicking around here, and I want to see if it still works. And our rule is at our company, if the code still works, I can still use it. That's okay. They're bad for not taking it down. All right, so let's see. Ha, there it is. Okay, let me put that into yours, and let's see what it does. Okay, well, hey, it helped. It knocked another $50 off. It got us down to $199. Does that make it?
Hold on. Let me see if I have it. Let me see if I have it.
Okay.
Cross your fingers.
Can
you advertise this in full too? Can you advertise? I would like to do the crime scene, investigation of scene as well too.
Oh, yeah, we can put that in. As long as there's services you offer, we can use those as keywords. So you'll be found for all of those. Going to be able to make it work?
I'm going online right now.
Okay.
You said how much is this?
So we would need $199 for your first month, and then just a
$198.
$198. Oh, my goodness. Let me look. You know what? I'm going to do one more thing here. I'm going to see. My boss owes me a favor this week. Let me see if I can talk him into giving me one of his special little, he's got extra promos he can give us if we need them. And I think I really need one today. So I'm going to ask for one. Worst he's going to do is say no, right?
Right.
All right, Chris. I need. All right. He usually answers me pretty quick if he wasn't listening on my line to begin with. He so eavesdrops sometimes too. That's all right. He says LOL and sure. So that actually would knock another $50 off. That gets you down to $149. And I can personally waive your setup fee. So that all we need today to get you going is $149. That'd be your first month, no setup fee.
Yep.
We
oh
go?
Oh my God.
All yeah, right. Your angels are definitely looking out for you today, Nerman, and me too. I think they're looking out for me.
What are we talking about? You're accepting to the role. What are we talking about?
I love it. All right, let me get a couple screens open here, and I will gather info from you. So part of my job is to be very thorough. We want everything to be right before it leaves here. So let me see. Get the right screens. Okay. And, Nerman, so I spelled your name N-E-R-M-A-N. Is that the correct spelling?
No, that's N-A-R-E-M-A-N.
N-A-R-E-M-A-N.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. And would you please spell your last name for me as well?
A-B-U. S-A-L-A. I can't believe it. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, gosh. You're welcome. I caught A-B-U-S-A-L.
A-H.
A-H.
Yes.
Got it. And what's your email address?
firstandlastname@yahoo.com.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah, you got the hard part already.
I could be a smarty pants and type first name, last name at gmail.com. You did say Gmail, right?
No, it's Yahoo.
Yahoo. See, I was busy being a smarty pants and I missed that. And then Nirman is 201-566-1208. Also your cell phone?
Yes.
And is that also your business line? Are you there, hon?
Yeah, I'm here.
Is that also your business line?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, perfect. Don't sound ashamed of that. Everybody's doing that these days. And I do mean everybody.
I am not ashamed of anything.
Good. For a second there, you sounded like you were. No, you don't. Don't do that. So I'm sending you two emails. The first one, I just heard it ping in, is informational, and that is on our dashboard and analytics. So you'll actually have an area where you can log in and see how many clicks and calls you're getting and where those searches were performed. That'll give you some interesting data. All right, and then I've got to correct the second one. So I'm sending you the exact price and package that I quoted you, so exactly what you're getting. I want you to have that in writing, but I've got to adjust that with your discounts. So your discounts also, Nirman, are a lifetime discount. So meaning no matter what our retail prices do, you're still locked in at that rate. Now, later on down the road, if you want to come back and look at adding Facebook advertising back in, or even Google advertising as you grow your empire, then we can do that at that time. But your first page service for Google is always going to be at that $149, okay? And then, let me fix your company name here, Squeaky. That's two E's, isn't it? No. The what, Squeaky? Ah. S-Q-U-A-T-E, K-Y, S-Q-U-E-A-K-Y. That is a tongue twister when you try to spell
Squeaky. So I have a question. When does this go live?
So, excellent question. I'm glad you asked because I forgot to talk about that. So timeline. The industry standard to get you to the first page is about 3 to 6 months. We actually cut that in half. It only takes us about 45 days to get you there, between 30 and 45. So we do ask that you verbally agree to giving us those first 2 months. It's non-contractual. You can still cancel if you get into a bind and you need to. But the reason is it takes us about that long to do our programming. And we know that if we only programmed for a month, it would only be partially done, and it would just be a complete waste of your first month's money. It would be no good. So we'd like you to know going in that we'll be about halfway through month two when we're able to show you those results, and you'll start coming up in the rankings. Does that make sense?
Makes sense.
All right. So Squeaky Cleaning for you. And then I've got, for your address, I've got 88 Dixon Avenue, Unit 2. Is that still correct?
Yes.
And that's Patterson, New Jersey, 07501?
Yes.
All right. Awesome. Let me fill this in over here. And then I'm going to have you take a peek at your calendar, if you would. I need to set up your onboarding call. So we block out an hour for the call, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes, and you don't need to be in front of your computer for it. But that's the call that really kicks everything off. It's actually an appointment with our tech, and they'll go through keywords. They'll get you log into the dashboard. They'll make sure that I took everything in correctly and that it's spelled correctly. Make sure we don't miss anything. So, let's see, today is booked up. Tomorrow's getting busy too, but let's see what we have. So, We could do noon, 1, 4, 5. 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Perfect. You got it. Oh, good thing I double checked. I was going to put it in the wrong time slot.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, right. I've had that happen. I hate it when I do that. We have to put it in three different places. True, true. Well, and we put it in three different places. So it's easy to get, you know, one mixed up, you know, just absentmindedly list a different day or time. So I try to double check them every single time. All right, and that is 1 o'clock tomorrow. So, where is that? There we go. So I'm going to build that calendar appointment, and then I'll send that over to you. I'll let you know when it's on the way. I'm still building. Let's see. Here we are. Okay. That looks good. I like it when things look good. I truly do hate typos. I'll sit there with a magazine and a red pen. It's bad. It's an illness, I think.
Oh, boy.
All right. Okay, that email is on the way to you, Nierman. It is, let's see, the subject line starts local / CIE, and that'll be a calendar appointment. And if you would please, when that one gets there, go ahead and open it up, and then there should be a yes, no, maybe option. And then if you would hit the yes, that'll hold your appointment for tomorrow. That would be great. I can't believe it's the middle of the month already.
I know, me either. I'm already preparing for Christmas.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm not. I am definitely not ready. I haven't even thought about what I want to do for Christmas gifts this year yet. My husband.
Where are you guys located?
Well, the company is based in Costa Mesa, California, but I actually work remotely, and I'm physically located in Colorado.
Colorado?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you gone to the cannabis church? Have you gone to the cannabis church?
No, I didn't know that thing existed. What is that?
Oh, yeah, for years. What?
I'll have to look
it
out.
It's called the House of... Yes, the cat... I remember when it first opened, I went. It was awesome. I said, I didn't think that it really actually existed, but it did. And it's still going.
Wow.
It's growing.
Wow, well, I bet it has. I'm going to have to look that up. I've never heard of it
Where
before.
Have you been? What are you doing?
Under a rock, apparently. Oh, wow. That's amazing. Nope, I didn't know about that, but I'm going to go look it up tonight. You better believe. Okay.
It's an actual church. It's an actual church. I didn't believe it.
Wow. That's amazing. And I'm putting in here, too, bilingual in Arabic. All right. And now, for services, I've got residential cleaning, recurring cleaning. Do we want to say commercial cleaning also?
Yes. End of, tenancy cleaning? Move-in, eviction?
Move-out cleaning. There we go.
Yeah, that's it. All right, move-out cleaning.
Okay.
That's the eviction. Hoarders.
Got it.
I love doing hoarders. Oh, my God.
I bet that is a good gig. And all the cool stuff you find.
Or homicide. Right. Is it homicide cleaning? Something like that. What do they call it?
We'll do both. That way, whichever way
they
search, they find you. Perfect. Let's see. And I'm going to also say move-in cleaning.
Move-in, yeah, it's very important.
Okay, so I've got commercial, residential, move-in, move-out, eviction, hoarder, crime scene, homicide. Oh, do you do, I thought I saw somewhere pressure washing.
Maybe I do pressure washing. Oh, I love pressure washing. Oh my God.
It sounds fun.
It sounds like it is exciting. I have like six of them. I have six of them. And you know what now is Amazon Prime? Did you know that right now Amazon Prime?
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's Prime
Day. Prime. It's like Black Friday for Amazon.
Okay.
And the pressure washer are freaking like 60% off. You know, I bought four of them.
No way. Wow. That's a pretty good deal. Okay, let's see how this looks. I'm doing some more fill-ins here.
I can educate you on pressure washers, honey.
It truly does sound like fun. It really does. I don't know what it is about it, but it just sounds like fun. Let's see. Okay. Whoops. Yes. No. Answering yeses and noes here. Domain name. Okay, and then I'm going to send you another link, and I forgot to send you a couple of texts, too. I am sending you just an informational link by text on our dashboard, the call tracking. So tracking how many clicks and calls you're getting to your website. And then, awesome. I want you to have my contact info in your phone. If you ever have problems or questions, don't hesitate to call me. Perfect. And then customer service is on its way to you too. Oh, and speaking of customer service, they'll call you for your onboarding call tomorrow at 1. There we go. And then the one more I've got coming through is just a short YouTube on that dashboard and analytics that I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
All right. Answer a couple more questions here for them. Oops. Got my comma. And, Mirman, do
you
prefer...
I'll tell you how I'm doing.
Okay, super, super. Now, do you prefer to be contacted by text, phone, or email, or are all of those okay? From contacts from us. Okay.
All of them.
Perfect. And Google Business Profile we need... And I assume the address is a home address, Nearman, is that right?
It is, yeah.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll tell our techs when they set up your Google Business Profile to leave your actual physical address off. Your PIN will still show in that general neighborhood, but I figure your clients don't need to know exactly where you live, do they?
No, please.
Yeah, I did. Good. I would recommend, definitely. Let's see. It is home address. And we do this all the time, too. And then, okay, on your credit card, Nearman, is it your first and last name, or are there any middle initials that appear?
No.
First and last?
My first name.
All right. Oops, I guess I better create your subscription here first. That would be the way to go about it. Especially since that's the way the system likes it. It's always better that way. When you do what the computer wants, I guess. So they say. Here we go. Now I've got it in the right order. Okay, and then the phone number that would be attached to the billing of that card, I assume, is also your cell?
Yes.
And same address, 88 Dixon Avenue?
Yes.
Okay. And is that Master Visa, Amex, or Discover, hon?
No, only Venmo and cash. For now.
Say that again.
So that's all I can pay for now. Venmo.
Oh, no. For you to pay today.
Oh, you're
149.
Yes, okay,
I'm going, like, oh, no, we don't take Venmo.
Okay. When you're ready.
Yeah, was it a Master
Are you
Visa?
Ready? A Visa.
I just need Visa. There we go. All right, and I'll read back each four as you give them, just to make sure I didn't fumble something. And
four,
I'm ready.
4482. Okay.
4482. Okay.
3301.
3301.
1531.
1531.
0740.
0740. And what's the expiration date, please?
January 2026.
And what's the security code, please?
772.
I hit different digits. Wouldn't have worked right.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. It's all right. I caught it before I goofed it up. Oh, it doesn't like a comma in there for the address. Fine. Peeky. There we go. It made me take out the comma on the address. Good grief. Okay, so I'll go ahead and send that over. And then I'll have another email on its way to you in just a minute. I'll let you know when that's on its way. All right. So there should be another email, and it'll start on local spot.
You
didn't get those first two emails I sent you, or I should say any emails?
No.
Oh, well, maybe I've got your name spelled wrong. So I've got NareMan, and then last name Abusah.
Yeah, you're right. It's A-H.
Okay. A-H. Yeah. Abusah.
It's Abusala as an apple, H.
Ah. Okay, so I was missing an L. So Abusalh.
A-H, yes.
Right.
A-H, yes.
I think I still got something wrong. One more time.
A as an apple.
Yeah.
Okay. A as an apple. I'm sorry. Okay. N as Nancy. A as an apple. R as an
apple. Wait. Back up. You lost me. I really got something wrong. Start again with the A, if you would, please.
Sure. I want to spell all over again.
Okay.
N as a Nancy. A as an apple.
Oh, this is first name. Okay.
Yeah, it is. R as in Robert, E as in Edward, M as in Mike, A as in Apple, N as in Nancy,
okay.
A as in Apple, B as in Boy, U as in Unicorn, S as in Sam, A as in Apple, L as in Larry, A as in Apple, H as in Henry.
Aha, found it. All right. Wow, thank you so much. And I'm sorry I didn't catch it the first.
It's okay. I've been doing this for 40 years.
And that would explain why none of those emails made it to you. So let me fix that little situation. And then I'll also resend that invoice for you. Okay, there we go. No wonder it didn't like your email address. Oh, there, and of course it sent
it. No one does. No one likes my email address.
All right, there comes the dashboard and analytics, I hope. And then next is the price and package.
I got it.
Perfect. Good. I'm so glad it made it. Okay, here we are. Okay, and then that next one is on its way to you. And then I'm going to resend that invoice. in the right screen here. Okay. A little click here and a little click there. Oh, where is it? Come on. Aha. Perfect. Okay. Well, give me the resend option. We go. Found it. It couldn't hide forever. All right. So the one type of local splash initial invoice is on its way back to you. And while we wait for it to get there, sometimes it takes a minute. I'll go ahead and read the voice verification to you. It's actually a duplicate of what's coming through by email. So when you get the email, if you would go ahead and hit the accept button, and then it'll ask you to type your name. See, so click here to accept. It's down toward the bottom of the email, but I'll read it to you.
What's that?
You're
doing that.
Yes. Perfect. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Channel partners, and it is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. Oops, type the right thing in there. Trying to type and talk at the same time. Come on. Okay. So this is required of us as Google Channel partners. And it is recorded and attached to your file. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google. And that's
you. I'll quickly clean for you.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Nariman Apusula, President.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
I am.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
I am.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, texts, and emails coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
I could say yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, July 13th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $149, whereby the setup fee has been waived by me, Gail Bosky. $149 is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 13th of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date after September 13th. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Thank you. And did that email come through?
It did.
All right. And did it take
you? I'm trying to sign it, but I can't.
Oh, it's picky, too. It wants it exactly as it appears. Caps and lower cap or lowercase and
oh.
Everything.
That's all doing. That's what we were taught in school, right?
Right. And then let me know, you should get to a login screen, and that's actually exactly where we want to be.
Yeah, it won't allow me to sign.
Oh, okay. Oh, so did it take you to a login screen where it wants, like, your username and password?
Hold on.
Oh, it won't let you get past the signature. So are you typing it with the uppercase and lowercase just as it is there? Strange.
And then let me just double check on how it was done.
Yeah, I'm going to look on this end, too, and see what's up.
Okay, that's correct.
Huh.
That's correct. Wow. Again.
Yeah, definitely. And if it still doesn't want to play, I'll make a note and have them correct that for you tomorrow.
Yeah, well, it says that that's a match.
Well, that's weird. Of course it matches.
Yes,
yes.
Hold on. Let's see.
Oh, I see what it is. It should have corrected it on both screens. It only corrected your last name on one.
I saw that too.
Yep, I can change it on the screen if you want to sign it the way it is on your screen, and
yeah,
I'll make sure
it.
that is, okay, beautiful, thank you. Sorry about that, that is my bad. My bad. That's one of those typos,
right,
that I ever wore. Okay.
No, it's going to happen in the next 20 years of my life.
Oh my goodness. Well, Nirman, you have been amazing to talk to today. I really appreciate the laughs and the smiles that we shared. And congratulations, you're all set. So tomorrow, our tech will give you a call at 1 o'clock for your onboarding. If for some reason you can't make that call, just let us know. We can always reschedule it. But that'll get everything kicked off. And I'm going to watch for you on First Page.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. You have a good afternoon.
Thank you so much for your help. I really appreciate it.
Yes, likewise. You have a good afternoon, hon.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.